Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Nama Rama, Hare Hare. Bow. Hare Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama Hare Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Nama Rama, Hare Hare. Hey, move it. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Nama Rama, Hare Hare.
Sing loudly. Chant loudly.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Nama, Hare Rama, Nama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. 신나게 노래 노래. Alright, work it.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Om Vishnu Pad Paramam Sapari Raja Pataria Ashutra Shatra Shri Shri Mara Savante Shri Bhakti Vinanta Sanchi Parki Jai Om Vishnu Pad Paramam Sapari Raja Pataria Ashutra Shatra Shri Shri Mara Savante Bhakti Siddhanta Saratati Thakur Prabhu Parki Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrindiki Nam Charya Shilari Das Thakur Ki Praise Go Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasudeva Gaur Bhakta Vrindiki Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Sam Sanradha Kun Giri Govardhan ki Braj Puri Vrinda Vena ki Jai Gopavan Harinam Sankirtan Jagniki Tara Brahmanam Hare Krishna Mamanjaki
Namaste Narasimhaya. Prahlad Ahlad Daine. Hiranyakashipu Vakshaha. Shela Tanka Nakhalae Ito Narsimha Parato Narsimha यतो यतो यामि ततो नरसिंहो बाहिर नरसिंहा हृदये नरसिंहो नरसिंहमादिं शरणं प्रपद्ये तव कर कमल वरे नखा अद्भुत श्रृंगा दलित हिरण्यकशिपो तनु भृंगा केशव धृता नर हरि रूपा जय जगदीश हरे जय जगदीश हरे जय जगदीश हरे तव कर कमल भरे नखा अद्भुत सिंगा दलित हिरण्यकशिपो तनु भृंगा जय केशव धृता नर हरि रूपा जय जगदीश हरे जय जगदीश हरे जय जगदीश हरे केशव धृता नर हरि जय नरसिंह देव जय नरसिंह देव नरसिंह देव जय नरसिंह देव जय नर हरि जय नर हरि नर हरि जय नर हरि जय भक्त प्रहलाद जय भक्त प्रहलाद भक्त प्रहलाद जय भक्त प्रहलाद जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद नितय गौरा हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल नितय गौरा हरि
नरसिंह भगवान की जय हरि हरि बोल
राम महाराज की जय
सो प्लीज जॉइन मी इन कॉलिंग आउट टू किशोर किशोरी फॉर देयर मर्सी
हरे कृष्णा
हरे कृष्णा
हरे कृष्णा
हरे कृष्णा
कृष्णा कृष्णा
कृष्णा कृष्णा
हरे हरे
हरे हरे
हरे राम
हरे राम
हरे राम
हरे
राम राम
राम राम
हरे हरे
हरे हरे
We just finished Janmashtami and Srila Prabhupada's Vyasa Puja festivals and just as we're coming out of celebrating Krishna's appearance day Srimati Radharani's appearance day is fast approaching so Radhashtami the day the divine appearance day of Srimati Radharani is on September 12th. And our program is in the evening, starting 6 o'clock. So please mark your calendars. And like we did for Janmashtami, we'll try to get out of work or school a little early so we can be here for the wonderful festivities. For those of you who may not know, that is the only day you get to see the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani, which is considered very auspicious to see, to take darshan. So please do come and participate in the festival. For those of you who are either donors or volunteers for the Janmashtami festival, on behalf of all the devotees at ISKCON Chicago, a very, very huge thank you. Very huge thank you, with out of gratitude. Putting together the festival is not easy, and without support and help, festival would not have been possible. So those who are our donors and volunteers, we have some names out there. Of course, the sheet is big enough, but not big enough to hold everyone's names. But definitely a very, very sincere thank you to all of you. I don't know if you've seen the devotee who operates the camera here with Goloka Prabhu. His name is Vrajapati Prabhu. You know him? Most people do know him. So Vrajapati Prabhu and his wife Priya Charana Dasi have recently, a few days ago, had a new baby boy. And his name is Kirtaniya Gaura Das. So we want to send our best wishes and congratulations to this very wonderful couple who have been very participative in our temple programs. And so even on Janmashtami day, she was here and I was very surprised that she could come. And then she delivered a healthy baby boy. So our best wishes goes to them. Mother or Bhaktin Reena, she's here. She is starting music classes for children on Sundays from 4 to 4:30. So if you have children or you know of children who'd like to learn bhajans or Vaishnava bhajans on harmonium, she will be teaching them starting next Sunday. So please help spread the word. We will send out an email as well, but this is for your information. So thank you for doing that. That's very nice of you. Tonight's class will be given by His Holiness Rompat Swami, continuing the theme after Janmashtami, some Krishna's pastimes within Vrindavan. Anyone here for the very first time? New guests? One, two, yes, a couple. Please come forward. We have a small gift for you as a token of our appreciation. Thank you for coming. And we hope that this is the beginning of your coming more regularly. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Come listen. So before we start class, let's all have a loud Hari Bol for all our donors and volunteers, because they put in a lot of effort to have the festival together. Hari Bol! Hari Bol! Hari Bol! Thank you very much. Maharaj is here and we'll turn this way. And please turn off your cell phones. Last night at Naperville Center, we did a little phone yoga, but I don't think I'm going to do it tonight. But please turn off your phones. And please leave an aisle in the back for people to come take darshan. Hare Krishna.
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari, Jaya Radha Madhava. Madhava Kunjabiha Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabiha Di Gopi Jana Badnabha Giri Varudhani Gopi Jana Badnabha Giri Varudhani Giri Varudhani Yasoda Nandana Vraja Janarandana Yasoda Nandana Vraja Janarandana Yamuna Tiravana Chari Jamuna Tiravana Chadi Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabihari Madhava Kunjabihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabihari Madhava Kunjabihari Gopi Jana Ballabha Giri Varadhari Giri Varadhari Gopi Jana Ballabha Giri Varadhari Giri Varadhari Yasoda Nandana Vraja Janarandana Yasoda Nandana Vraja Janarandana Yamuna Tiravana Chari Jamuna Tiravana Chari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Madhava Kunjabi Hari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Jaya Vishnu Padparamahamsa Hari Jagacharya Astatara Satasi Srimadas Divine Grace A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Ananta Koti Vaishnavrinda Ki Sisi Kishor Kishori Ki Sambhita Bhaktavrinda Ki Nitai Gaura Premanandi All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. You're the staunch ones. The party's over and you're still here. We had Janmashtami and Janmashtami celebration out in the suburbs. A kind of Janmashtami celebration in Milwaukee, and you're stalwarts, still here. The celebration of Krishna's appearance is very special in a number of ways, although it's past, it's just freshly part of what we just experienced. So there's auspiciousness invested in that holy day, Krishna Janmashtami. And There's something else that's very special about Krishna Janmashtami, and that's hearing about Krishna and chanting about Krishna. Lots of chanting and lots of hearing about Krishna. So I thought today I would like to talk about Krishna. The topic is Krishna Katha, the value of Krishna Katha. And what is Krishna Katha anyways? So Katha, there's 9 processes of bhakti. Shravanam is hearing and kirtanam is speaking. So katha means like that, speaking or the subject matter. In the case of Krishna Katha, the subject matter and the object are the same. So we can associate with Krishna. It's not the auspicious day of Krishna Janmashtami, but we can create the presence of Krishna just by speaking about Krishna. And experience through that purification and becoming closer to Krishna. Two very nice verses in Srimad Bhagavatam that express the value of talking about Krishna or Krishna Katha. There's a verse in Canto 1, Chapter 2. Shrinvata sva katha Krishna punya shravana kirtana hridyantaksto yabhadrani vidhunoti surit satam. By hearing Krishna katha, one's transcendental piety, punya. Those of you from India, you know the word punya. But transcendental piety is established. So we'll go drill down on that one a little bit. According to our Vaishnava Acharya Bhaktivinod Thakur, there are different categories of punya. One kind of punya is that which increases one's material prosperity. Bhog anmukhi sukriti is the technical term. Traditionally, in Vedic culture, the examples given are digging wells and planting trees by the side of the road, because people walk. Now they drive cars and ride motorcycles and all kinds of things. But by walking along the side of the road, when there's nice shade trees, it's a pious thing. You plant a nice shade tree and people can walk along the side of the road in shade. But trees along the side of the road are digging wells so people don't have to go so far and they can have water. It's a classic kind of punya. And from that punya comes the fruits of punya. The capacity to prosper in this life and in the next. That's one kind. Then there's another. Moksha, anmukhi, sukriti. Sukriti and punya are very similar. That which gives kriti or merit. It bears the fruit of merit. So the example of moksha, anmukhi, sukriti is studying of Brahma Sutras or Vedanta Sutra or the portions of the Upanishads, where one can then come closer to Brahman realization, moksha mukhi sukriti. That's the second category of piety. But the kind of piety that's spoken of in this verse of Srimad Bhagavatam is bhakti anmukhi sukriti. And that is just by hearing Krishna Katha, even if one doesn't understand, like kirtan, one may not know the kirtan or hear songs like this Jaya Radha Madhava. We have new people, they don't know what it is. But that's okay. Just by hearing, there's benefit. A little Prabhupada story. Prabhupada said, what to speak of us, those of you that are a little familiar with the writings of Bhakti Siddhanta, Saraswati Thakur, Prabhupada's spiritual master, he said, many times when I would sit and listen, I did not understand. And he was speaking in Bengali. And Bengali was Prabhupada's native tongue, and he didn't understand. But I would sit and listen, because I knew it would purify me. So when reading, he gave this advice, when reading Bhakti Siddhanta's writings, if you don't understand, then read it again. And if you don't understand, then read it again. And continue reading it again and again, and eventually you will understand. Because it's not an intellectual experience, it's a purification experience. Through purification, one can then understand. Tamal Krishna Maharaj was sharing with us that in the very early stage when Prabhupada returned to India and he brought with him a number of Western disciples, he was intensely engaged, like 4 or 5 programs a day in different homes and different places. And sometimes the people didn't understand English, so he would speak in Hindi. Or they didn't understand, Bengali was their native tongue, so he would speak in Bengali. And Prabhupada insisted that they stay and listen, because they were ready to get up because they couldn't understand anything. But he gave the example. As I sat and listened to Bhakti Siddhanta, you just sit and listen. And even if you don't understand, you'll become purified. And the devotees said, or he shared, the devotees felt purified. Even, you know, the words they didn't understand, but the sound vibration was purifying. So similarly, Krishna Katha acts like that. Punya, bhakti kind of punya. Punya Shravana Kirtana, just from hearing and chanting the topics of about Krishna, as we've been doing during Krishna Janmashtami. And not only spiritual piety or the tendency to serve Krishna awakens just from hearing. Hridyantakstohyabhadrani. Abhadra, just like on our altar, on the right hand side is Jagannath, Balaram, and in the middle is Subhadra. Bhadra means auspicious. We're in the month of Bhadra. And Bhadra means auspicious, and Subhadra means very auspicious, and Abhadra is the opposite. The prefix A in front means not auspicious. So those things which are inauspicious, things unwanted within the heart, they're cleansed by the process of Krishna Katha. Riddhyantaksto yabhadrani vidhunoti, cleansed. Suhrit satam, the heart becomes established in goodness just by hearing Krishna Katha. Supposing someone has bad karma. Supposing. Of course, nobody here has bad karma, but supposing somebody has some bad karma. How to deal with it? Come and hear Krishna Katha. Prabhupada gave us a formula for New York City, because there was a time when we had a temple in Manhattan, and it was a 12-story building. And the temple room was about 4 times as big as this temple room, and the place was packed on Sundays, and it was like this much attendance, more than this, from Mangal Arti, and that we had the best kirtan singers, and people in New York, of course everywhere, but they love kirtan. So Prabhupada said, this is a way to help make New York Krishna conscious. Get a hall. You don't even have to have deities. Just have kirtan. And his was his formula. Every morning, before people go to work, have big kirtan, and something will get them to come as serve prasadam afterwards. And then they go to work. And they come back from work, and big kirtan, and they call it Garanga Hall. He had like a plan how to make New York Krishna conscious. Just Krishna Katha. Didn't even speak about Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. This is just people in general that are, you know, busy New Yorkers on the run. They drink a cup of coffee and go off to work. So, hear kirtan, go off to work. And move them from, you know, passion to goodness and transcendental goodness, just from Krishna Katha. Ridyantak soya badrani vidhunoti suhrit satam. Nice verse. I'm going to share with you one more verse that's similar, but even more poetic. The effect of hearing Krishna Katha. I said I was going to talk about Krishna. So, and then I'm going to talk about Krishna. So, this is a verse spoken by Lord Kapila Dev to Devahuti about devotional service. The word karna means ear. Pravishta karna randrena. The sound vibration, Krishna Katha, enters the hole in the ear. Karna randrena. Pravishta enters. Karna randrena. Pravishta karna randrena. Svanam bhava sororuham. Dunoti shamalam Krishna. Svanam bhava sororuham. Shalilashya yatasharat. Shalilashya yatasharat. So the sound, normal sound goes in our ear, and it, you know, does something with the cerebral cortex of the brain through the neural system. But spiritual sound vibration goes to the heart, enters the ear, and then enters into the heart. And when it enters into the heart, dhunoti shamalam Krishna. Krishna acts like a transcendental janitor. He makes the heart clean of all dirty things. We don't want Krishna to be our janitor, but he's very happy to serve his devotee by making their heart clean. And yata, when you hear that word in Sanskrit, it means, it's like a little bell can ring. This is going to be a metaphor. Metaphor is, this is compared to that. Something unknown, we want to know something unknown, so we compare it to something known. So as, yata, as when there's the autumn season and light rain falls on the surface of muddy water in the autumn season, what happens is the mud quickly settles and one can see the water very clearly. Those of you from India, you know what I'm talking about. There's the hot summer, scorching hot, and then comes the rainy season. Then everything, the rivers are full and waters are flowing and mud is churning, and you know, here and there little lakes form that are muddy. And then the rainy season is over, and then comes the Sharat season, another season. And sometimes there's very light rain, and that very light rain has a magical effect, or has an effect, where the mud that's still kind of suspended in the water just settles. Something about little tension on the water, light rain, and everything settles, and the water becomes very clear. It's poetically very beautiful, and little just anecdotal thing. When I was very young, I grew up in upstate New York in one of the Finger Lakes. Those of you that know your geography of New York State, there's five lakes that look like this, five fingers. And I grew up by this one. And so I spent lots of time, not as much time in the land as in the water, but maybe 50-50, lots of time in the water. So I'm very familiar with, you know, the patterns of the water. And when there was a storm, at the bottom of the lake, the mud would churn, and it would, you know, make the, you couldn't see down. But when this light rain would come, it would just clear, and you could see 30, 40 feet into the lake, just from that light rain. I don't know, there must be some science to it all, but like that happens, it's making a comparison, like something that's known, that which is perhaps unknown to us is hearing Krishna Katha acts like that. It takes away all amalam, all impurities of the heart, like light rain in autumn takes away all the muddiness of the water and makes it very clear. Nice. And tunoti sha amalam krishnaha. So that's some appreciation of Krishna Katha, or talking about Krishna Katha. And now we're going to talk Krishna Katha. In reference to Srimad Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam is Krishna Katha. So when I was this morning, speaking Srimad Bhagavatam class in Naperville, there was some discussion about the Atmarama verse. What was that last night? Anyway, Atmarama verse. There's a very famous verse. Atmaramas cha munayo nir granti api arukrame. It's a verse where it's described that Shukadeva Goswami, who was realized in Brahman, he was a Brahmavadi, fully realized. Those of you that are from India, you know what that means. Brahman realized. He was born. Very extraordinary. Brahman realized. And it was said in the Bhagavatam by this sage, Suta Goswami, his father, Vyasadeva, wanted to teach him Srimad Bhagavatam. And so he began to study Srimad Bhagavatam from his father. And the sages say, well, wait, time out. He's Brahman realized, so why does he have to study anything? He's already there. Why does he need to undergo study of anything? We study something because we want to get somewhere, but he was already there. So why did he study anything? And then this verse is spoken. Just see. This Srimad Bhagavatam is beyond material. Because why would somebody who's beyond material be interested in it if it was material? It's beyond material. So, Atma Rama, those whose happiness is full within, even such fully satisfied, realized souls are interested in this literature. What to speak of everybody else? And therefore, Sutta says, I am now going to share with you Krishna Katha. Because Krishna Katha is that which does all these wonderful things. It can carry you beyond moksha. What's beyond moksha? Sometimes our acharyas use this fifth dimension. What's that? Dharma, artha, kama, moksha, and beyond moksha is the fifth dimension. Religiosity for the purpose of prosperity, for the purpose of sense gratification, and at the end of life, maybe I'll try for liberation, moksha. But beyond, what's beyond moksha? It's devotional service. And one can at once be connected with devotional service just by Krishna Katha. So I'm going to give you some Krishna Katha. And in a bit of irony, perhaps, so I'm just now, this is chapter 7 of Canto 1, little synopsis. It's the first part of Krishna Katha in the whole Srimad Bhagavatam. And Suta Goswami starts speaking about the Pandavas. And Prabhupada raises the question, what? You said you're going to speak about Krishna Katha, and instead you're speaking about the Pandavas. What's going on? You promised Krishna Katha. And Prabhupada explains, speaking about those intimately connected with Krishna is also Krishna Katha, because they're intimately connected with Krishna. Otherwise, a liberated soul would have no interest in, you know, politics and history and mundane affairs. But it's Krishna Katha because it's connected to Krishna. So, he begins by saying, towards the end of the Kurukshetra battle, it lasted for 18 days, but it wasn't over yet, Bhima, according to what the Bhagavatam says, broke the spine of Duryodhana with his club. Mahabharata says it broke his thigh, but his bones were broken. And Dhritarashtra was devastated because his hope was his son would become the king, and although he knew it wasn't going to happen, he was hoping it would happen, it wasn't going to happen. So the son of Dronacharya, his name was Ashvatthama. Dronacharya was a teacher, a Brahmin, a priest, a very learned personality. In fact, he knew all the arts of military science. And his son was Ashvatthama. So Ashvatthama, to retaliate, went into the tent, the place where the five sons of the Pandavas were sleeping, and he cut off their heads while they were sleeping. Wasn't a nice guy. And he brought the heads of the five sons to Duryodhana. And even Duryodhana was disgusted. As bad as Duryodhana was, it's disgusting. And Ashvatthama had one of those uh-oh experiences. Uh-oh. Even Duryodhana doesn't like it. I'm in big trouble. So he fled for his life. In the morning, the mother of the five sons, Draupadi, went to see the sons, and she saw the bloody mess. And she was, who can imagine how a mother would feel, see such a scene. At once it was understood who had done this, Ashvatthama. Arjuna came before Draupadi and took a vow. When you're performing the funeral for your five sons, I will bring the head of this Ashvatthama severed from his body, and you can stand on his head as you're pouring oblations into the funeral pyre. Blood-curdling Kshatriya challenge. And off Arjuna went, chasing after Ashvatthama. It's pretty exciting, right? And he caught up with Ashvatthama. And Ashvatthama, desperate, he fired an invincible weapon right at Arjuna. Fortunately, Krishna was by his side, and Krishna instructed Arjuna what to do. Fire a similar weapon to neutralize this invincible weapon. And it was stopped. And Arjuna captured Ashvatthama. Very angry. And his fury, he brought Ashvatthama before Draupadi, with his sword raised, ready to cut off his head right in front of her. And Draupadi said, don't do it. I'm ad-libbing a little bit here, but it's because all the details aren't there. Arjuna had taken a vow, and for a Kshatriya taking a vow, you must fulfill the vow. Draupadi said, you've taken the vow from me, I release you of the obligation. You don't have to fulfill the vow now. And Arjuna's elder brother, Yudhisthira, supported what Draupadi said. Don't kill him. And Arjuna would never go against whatever his elder brother said. He treated him like his spiritual master, or like his father. Very, very obedient to Yudhisthira. Yudhisthira said, don't kill him. Bhima said, kill him. If you don't, I will. And Krishna said, kill him. And don't think because he's a brahmana, you'll incur the sin of killing a brahmana. Because although he's born in a brahmana family, his behavior makes it very clear he's not a brahmana. There's a term, dvija bandhu, the son of a dvija, twice born. Dvi means two and ja means birth, twice born. He's the son of a brahmana. He's not a brahmana. So you won't incur sin. You ever been in a situation in your life where you're supposed to do something and not do the same something? And there's this reason for doing the something and that reason for not doing that something? You ever been there? I've been there. I'm sure we've all been there. And what do you do in that situation? You know, that damned if you do and damned if you don't. You know, the catch-22 kind of phrase. You have to, but you can't. So what is Arjuna to do? We should do what Arjuna did. He fixed his mind upon Krishna. That's the first thing you should do. Like, withdraw your mind from the immediate circumstance and place your mind upon Krishna. And pray very sincerely to Krishna for the intelligence what to do. Krishna, from within the heart of Arjuna, gave him the intelligence what to do. So what he did was he killed him without killing him. He cut off all of his hair except a few little pieces of hair. Like, completely shamed him and banished him. Because there's a saying that Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, having once been honored, dishonor is worse than death. So worse than killing him was dishonoring him in that way and banished him. And Prabhupada explains, Krishna wanted to honor his dear devotee, Arjuna, by showing, just see what a devotee is Arjuna. Here are these personalities who are everything in his life. We have people that are like that in our life. And some are saying this and some are saying that and they're the opposite. What do you do? Krishna, kill him. There's no sin incurred. For someone who has done such a heinous thing, according to the codes of Manu, death penalty is merciful. I remember as a young boy growing up in a nice Christian family, when someone reaches teenage, like, you know, adolescence, 13, 14, they have this procedure, at least the church that I attended, where you have confirmation class. Like when you were little, when you couldn't say anything, you were baptized. You didn't have any choice in the matter. And then you become, you know, of an age where you kind of make your own decisions. So they had this procedure where you were at least supposed to, or given the opportunity to reconfirm, you know, I want to be a Christian. So we had confirmation class. So it was a bunch of teenagers and somebody, you know, facilitating the discussion. And there was a question that we were asked to discuss. And the question was, should there or should there not be capital punishment and why? Well, the short of it is, we discussed for 2 months, once a week, for 2 hours, for 2 months, and the conclusion was, we don't know. And the teacher didn't know, and the priest didn't know. And I threw my hands up and said, you know, I'm out of here. I'm not going to get any answers. And by this method of speculation, there must be some answer, but I don't know where to find it here in this medium. So, you know, later, in becoming a devotee, reading Bhagavad Gita as a new person, at a time, this was in the 1960s, when the Vietnamese War was going on and people were, you know, peace, no war. And then reading Bhagavad Gita about a war. Boy, that was a challenge. And through that little exercise, I came to understand the difference between religious war and, you know, what was in Vietnam, or so many wars since Mahabharata. The time of the Kurukshetra battle. Prabhupada said there hasn't been a religious war since the Kurukshetra battle. It's all based on something that's selfish. But Arjuna, here's Arjuna who's ready to, I'll not fight because of the consequences. I don't need the kingdom. They can keep the kingdom. I'll go live in a cave. So the war was fought not because people were ambitious, in the name of whatever, but because Krishna wanted. And Krishna wanted for a reason. For the same reason that he descended into this world, which was to leave the world with a proper leader for the world, a king that was actually qualified, spiritually qualified. And that was Yudhisthira. And Duryodhana, he was running the kingdom very well. He was a good administrator, but he was, well, how do you say it nicely? He was not a nice man. He was an asura. He was demoniac in his spirit. He was a murderer. He was a bad person as the king. So Krishna wanted, before he left the planet, that a qualified person would be left on the planet to rule the planet. Because the king at the time was ruling the planet. Big post. So Duryodhana had to be removed. The same reason that he came into this world. Vinashaya saduskritam. So here's Ashvatthama and Arjuna with this difficult decision. Prabhupada writes, especially ladies in the audience, consider. Here's the person who had butchered her 5 sons when they were sleeping. Young boys, butchered them, cut their heads off. And here he is. And she's saying, spare him. And her reason was that she wanted that the mother of Ashvatthama not have to suffer like she suffered. Compassion for Kripi. Oh, I did it wrong. It's not Dronas. Kripacharya. I said Drona. It's Kripacharya. Yes? Dronacharya. Dronacharya. That's right. Okay. Yeah, Drona was married to Kripi. So Kripi should not suffer like I suffered. And further, at least I have my husbands. And Kripi doesn't even have her husband. To take away also her son, it's too much. She should not suffer like I suffered. She was, because Kripi didn't do anything wrong. Ashwatthama did something wrong. So why should she suffer for the wrong of Ashwatthama? That was her motive of spare him, compassion. And the motive of Krishna was to glorify Arjuna. Because one of the challenging things in life, one of the challenging things in Krishna conscious life, or in life, is not only to do the right thing, but do the right thing in the right way. It's one thing to know the difference between right and wrong. That's a challenge. Then it's another thing, that which is right, to do it in the right way. That's more challenging. Arjuna had such capacity. He had the capacity because he was given the capacity by Krishna. That's where capacity comes from. Especially very refined and mature levels of capacity comes from Krishna. So by praying very deeply to Krishna, he understood what Krishna wanted. Even though Krishna was saying, kill him, it was, he should be punished. Because a wrongdoer, if not punished, will continue wrongdoing. No problem. Do wrongdoing and continue doing wrongdoing because there's no consequences. So those who are wrongdoers need to be. But at the same time, there's Draupadi and his elder brother who's saying, spare him. So they're, when we do the right thing, it's right and wrong. When we do the right thing in the right way, it's when we do the thing, how is it going to impact the lives of others before you do the right thing? Consider how to do the right thing in such a way it minimizes negative impact upon others. That's difficult sometimes. We can't always even consider others. We're just trying to do the right thing. That's a challenge enough. What to speak of how it's going. So, but Arjuna was such a devotee, or a measure of maturity in devotional life or in life, is one who can do that. Not only the right thing, but how is the right thing going to impact others? Kripi would suffer. That cue was coming from Draupadi. And Draupadi would feel. It's similar. Krishna put himself in that situation where he was going to admonish Rukmi. He took a vow. I won't go back to my palace if I cannot capture and destroy Krishna. Krishna captured him. So now he was unable to even go back to his palace. Balaram came and intervened. Because one of the characteristics of Balaram, this is Krishna Katha, by the way, one of the characteristics of Balaram is he likes to be a go-between. There's this side and there's that side. And no, I'll bring, it's a nice solution between this side and that side. I hope our Western guests are not like really lost with all this Mahabharat stuff and names of people. And is it all right? You follow? 20% maybe? A little more? Okay. But you could, like, get the drama without the names. So, you know who is Duryodhana? Duryodhana. Bad guy. He was ambitious to usurp the kingdom when he wasn't rightful heir to the kingdom, to the throne. So he tried killing his cousins. Just get rid of them so he could become the king. He did it a whole bunch of times. He's a bad guy. Duryodhana, bad guy. Duryodhana had a daughter, princess, Lakshmana, beautiful princess. And there was a ceremony going to be held where her husband would be selected by some like competition amongst the kings, the princes. So way over here in Dwarka, one of the sons of Krishna came to attend her the ceremony. And he kidnapped her right in the middle of the ceremony. Got her on his chariot and zoom, zoom, off he went. Whoa. Duryodhana didn't like that at all. He got his whole army and chased down Sambha and circled around him in big battle. Sambha was really heroic, but there was so many of them, they captured him and took him back to Hastinapur, put him in prison. Criminal. Bad news, even before there's email and text messages. Went really fast to Dwarka. Word came in Dwarka. Duryodhana put Sambha in jail. So the king of Dwarka, Ugrasena, he's a good guy, he said, we can't have our dignity challenged like this. Gather the entire Yadu army. We're marching to Hastinapur and destroy Duryodhana. So Balaram said, no. I'll be a go-between. I have this relationship, special relationship with Duryodhana. I taught him how to fight with a club. He's, you know, let me go with a little envoy and let me make peace. You know, Neville Chamberlain. You know, that kind of. So he came to Hastinapur and just set up a camp outside the city. And Duryodhana was very happy to hear the good news. Balaram, my teacher, has come. Send a special envoy of messengers to greet him and bring special gifts and honor him very nicely and ask him why it is that he's come all the way to Hastinapur. So, a royal reception. After receiving him, they asked, please tell us, what is it that we can do for you? Why is it that you've come to Hastinapur? Just one thing. I'd like you to release Sambha and Lakshmana so I can take them back to Hastinapur, to Dwarka, for marriage. Duryodhana isn't going to like that. And the mood changed. And they left. They went back and they locked the gate. Balaram's not allowed to enter. That was a big mistake. Balaram. So if you're going to be an envoy, you're going to be like a peacemaker. Bring Balaram with you. Balaram decided he would teach them a lesson. He took his plow, Hala, and with his plow he started to drag the entire royal city of Hastinapur, to drag it and drown it in the Ganges. And Duryodhana had an uh-oh experience. Uh-oh, I've offended Balaram and we're finished. So he personally came and made profuse apology. Balaram, I'm very, very sorry. We made a mistake. Please forgive us. I'll make an arrangement. My daughter and Sambha can marry. It's okay. Please don't destroy the city. Because he knew he could destroy the city. So, peace was made. And he said, before the marriage, let me invite all the members of the Yadu dynasty to come. It was so embarrassing for Duryodhana that he had said no to Balaram, and now the whole Yadu dynasty is coming, and the marriage took place in Hastinapur, and a royal procession back to Dwarka. The pastimes of Krishna are unlimited, and they demonstrate the inconceivable potencies of God. I'll end in just a few minutes. One of our great acharyas when you look at the altar over here on the right-hand side down below, there's a picture of, as far as my memory is right, the Goswamis of Vrindavan. You know who they are? You know who Lord Chaitanya is? Lord Chaitanya? On the altar is Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, on that side. Lord Chaitanya is the one who gave the chanting of Hare Krishna to the world as a means of purifying. So he had principal associates, many, 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 but six who were most exalted. They lived in Vrindavan, and one of them was Jiva Goswami. And Jiva Goswami, he was such a prolific person. He wrote three different commentaries on Srimad Bhagavatam. One of them was like this one, you know, every verse, a commentary. That was one of them. Then he did a separate one, just on the 10th canto, Bhagavatam. Then he did a third one, which was on the topics of, the main topics of Srimad Bhagavatam. He took the topics and expanded them, dissected them, held them up, looked at this one, what does this mean, what does this mean, how does this fit together with that, and put it back together again. Brilliant. So in that writing, it's called the Sandarbhas, he said something very simple but very profound. It's in Bhagavat Sandarbha. He said, there's no question of understanding God without accepting his having inconceivable potencies. And conversely, if one accepts that God has inconceivable potencies, then one can understand he can do anything because he has inconceivable potencies. So when we hear these descriptions, one might think fiction, or as European scholars called it, mythology. And they gave it a, you know, pristine name, Indology. It was Indology departments that were like popular for a while, where they would study the writings of India, and but the lens was, it's mythology, and here's how the myths of these primitive people in India. You know, like Greek mythology and like that. Vedic mythology. But our understanding is different. Our understanding is, as Jiva Goswami says, same as I learned it growing up. God Almighty, I was in the chorus, learned all kinds of songs singing on, you know, how almighty God is. And it means it. He has potencies. He's the possessor of potencies, and his potencies are unlimited. One time, this is called the Stump the Swami question. One time somebody asked Prabhupada, Krishna is unlimited, right? So is it possible, listen carefully, is it possible for Krishna to create something so heavy he can't lift it? It's a trick question. It's a semantic question. Because if you say, yes, he's unlimited, he can create something that he can't lift, then there's something he can't do. So he's limited. And then if you say, no, he can't do that because he can lift anything, then there's something he can't do. Get it? Trick question. No, Prabhupada's answer, yes, he can create something that's so heavy he can't lift it, and then lift it. Inconceivable potencies. Yogam Aishvaryam, it's the language of the 9th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. That's Krishna. And Balaram also, his expansion, Balaram, he can do things that certainly we can't do. There are lots of things that Krishna does that we can't do. We're not the source of everything. There's one. He's the source of everything. Everything? Everything. Prabhupada said it this way. There's only two things. Krishna and Krishnas. And there's not a third thing in all of creation. There's not void in all of creation. Because void means absence of. There's no void in all of creation. It's either Krishna or Krishna's energy. And those energies are unlimited. There's spiritual, there's material, there's marginal, and all varieties, unlimited potency. So hearing of Krishna and his unlimited, hearing Krishna Katha, Krishna and his unlimited potencies, it does something. It cleanses the heart. Now I'm going back to those verses at the beginning. Vidhunoti suritsatam. It cleanses the heart. It's beyond the mind. You can't stretch the mind and stretch the mind and stretch the mind and then touch Krishna. You can't. It doesn't work. Can't. But because the mind is something material. And the mind can't, something material can't reach something spiritual. But something spiritual through sound vibration can come and touch you and cleanse you, because Krishna is the supreme pure, and you contact the supreme pure, you become pure. Just by what we're doing, just Krishna Katha. It's fun. Not expensive, it's painless, and it's superlatively wonderful. Punya Shravana Kirtana Hridyantakso Yabhadrani Vidhunoti Surit Satam. Even if you don't know the words, it sounds nice. And if you know the words, it's really nice. Krishna is very kind. And the topics about Krishna bring that kindness into one's heart and into one's life, and you experience life differently in that purified condition. It's nice. So we have to wait one more year for Krishna Janmashtami to come around again. But we don't have to wait another year to hear Krishna Katha. And another good news is coming up very soon is Radharani's appearance day. So we can, you know, do some Radharani Katha in preparation for Srimati Radharani's appearance and become purified, because she's connected to Krishna for sure. Arjuna is connected to Krishna because he's his eternal associate. Radharani is connected with Krishna. She's his internal potency. So between now and Radharani's appearance day, come and join us for more Krishna Katha and more Kirtan and, of course, Krishna Prasadam. And let us work our way step by step gradually towards a condition of pure hearts, and in that condition of pure heart, a happiness that nothing material can compare. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Hare Krishna. The children of our Sunday school are going to offer a little small bhajan for the pleasure of the devotees and the deities. So you're welcome to have prasadam, but I encourage you to stay a few minutes while they sing this bhajan. They will feel encouraged and supported. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Bothering me.
You do?
Why?
All of us.
Hare Krishna.
Sir,
Hey, it can be my size. No,
I need to be my size too.
But then, how on earth?
Then I need to be first.
No. I don't want to stand.
Hare Krishna. The Sunday school children ages 5 through 8 are going to be singing the first 6 verses of Sri Vrajadham Mahimitra. And Sri Rupa Mataji and Ed Prabhu have been training them in singing this song.
Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe Krishna, Jai Vrindavan, Shri Govinda Gopinatham, Madana Moha, Shama Kunda. Radha Kunda Jai Govardhan Karandiya Muna Jaya Mahavan Keshi Gata Vamsi Gata Dvadashakana Gyanasabalila Kvala Sri Nandanda Sri Yashoda Jaya Jaya Gopala Shri Damadi Jaya Jaya Denu Vatsagan Maya Shoda Jaya Jaya Mahavan Shri Damadi Jaya Jaya Dhenu Vatsagan Shabanu Jaya Kirtidasari Jaya Kuramasi Jaya Abhiramasi Gopishwara Vrindavana Maj Gopu Krishna Papa Batu Devaraj Jaya Radhe Jaya Krishna Jaya Jaya Madana Mohan Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare.
Shall we just start? Okay, that's okay. Maybe we can just start. You might as well. I'm playing 2-beat. Make sure you're on beat.
Got it.
You'll see. In a second. 5 minutes.
be fun. You can go till 6:15 because no, Mukunda will not be singing.
Are you sure? Okay. That's okay, thank you. Can you get a carpels in the village? Can you get carpels? Get some carpels.
Thank you. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Ram Hare Ram Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. No!
Kirtan.
Kirtan.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Hare Rama. Nama Rama. Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Prabhu para, jaya Prabhu para, Prabhu para, Prabhu para, Prabhu para, jaya
Hare Krishna.